ताया नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि अदाहम अंशभागेन देवक्या पुत्रतां शुभे प्रापस्यामि त्वं यशोदाया नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि अताहम अंशभागेन देवक्या पुत्रतां शुभे प्रापस्यामि त्वं यशोदाया नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि माताजी therefore aham I amshabhagena by my plenary expansion devakyah of devaki putratam dasan shubhe o all auspicious yogamaya prapasyami I shall become Tvam, you, Yashodayam, in the womb of Mother Yashoda, Nandapatnyam, in the wife of Maharaj Nanda, Bhavishyasi, shall also appear. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. O all auspicious Yogamaya, I shall then appear with my full six opulences, as the son of Devaki, and you will appear as the daughter of Mother Yashoda, the queen of Mother Maharaj Nanda. The word Amshabhagena is important in this verse. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Atava bahunaitena kim jnatena tava arjuna vistabhyaham idam krishnam ekamshena stito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support the entire universe. Everything is situated as part of the Supreme Lord's potency. In regard to Lord Krishna's appearance in the womb of Devaki, Brahma played a part also, because on the bank of the milk ocean, he requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear. A part was also played by Baladeva, the first expansion of Godhead. Similarly, Yogamaya, who appeared as the daughter of Mother Yashoda, also played a part. Thus, Jiva Tattva, Vishnu Tattva and Shakti Tattva are all integrated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna appears, he appears with all his integrated parts. As explained in the previous verses, Yogamaya was requested to attract Shankarshana, Baladeva, from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, and this was a very heavy task for her. Yogamaya naturally could not see how it was possible for her to attract Shankarshana. Therefore, Krishna addressed her as Shubhe, auspicious, and said, "Be blessed, take power from me, and you will be able to do it. By the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anyone can do anything, for the Lord is present in everything. All things being is parts and parcels, amsha bhagena, and increasing or decreasing by his supreme will." Balarama was only 15 days older than Krishna. By the blessings of Krishna, Yogamaya became the daughter of Mother Yashoda. But by the supreme will, she was not able to enjoy the parental love of her father and mother. Krishna, however, although not actually born from the womb of Mother Yashoda, enjoyed the parental love of Mother Yashoda and Nanda. By the blessings of Krishna, Yogamaya was able to achieve the reputation of being the daughter of Mother Yashoda, who also became famous by the blessings of Krishna. Yashoda means one who gives fame. Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Here it's very important. When Krishna comes, all his amshas and bhagas and everyone comes along with Krishna. That is why Krishna is known as Purna Avatar, Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you worship Krishna, there is no need to worship anyone else. Because when we worship Krishna, all other plenary portions are present with in him. Not only that, he is Vishwatma and is Vishwarup Avatar. If you see, when Arjuna requested Krishna to show his Vishwarup, just like in dramas and all, what they do, you know, like some drama is going on, enactment, and then suppose this Vishwarupa has to be seen, and the same person goes behind the curtain, then he puts some, you know, Vaish, Vishwarup, all that, they will make all arrangements, then he will show, right? But Krishna did not do that. Wait, I will come back. Right? He didn't say. He just stood there only and showed his Vishwarupa. Because that Vishwarupa is also with him. Right? Vishnu is with him. That is why he is all pervading. Like when Krishna went to see two devotees in Mithila Nagar, I think Shruta Deva and Bahulashva. He was present and both the places at the same time along with all the sages. Even Narad Muni, Vedavaya, all the sages, they went with him. So both were present in both the places. In both the places. And they are doing different activities. Not that both are performing the same activity. Both are like that. In the same way, he was present in all the palaces, and when Narad Muni came, he was performing different activities. Right? That is the difference between Shaubhara Muni's expansions and Lord Krishna's expansion. Shaubhara Muni expansion, all expansions are doing the same activity. But it is here, it is different. Krishna. So that is, he is all pervading. All the avatars, everyone is included in Krishna. That is why if you worship Krishna, Shyam Sundar form of Krishna, then there was no need to worship anyone else. But still devotees, they worship different forms of the Lord, because the devotee Krishna manifests in different forms. Right? In different forms. According to the desires of the particular devotee. Like that. So, here one important aspect is Amshabhagena, that is Dava. And then another meaning, Amshabhagena, Vishnu Chakur says that Amsha means Brahma and other parts. Other. Bhagena means fortune, auspiciousness. Because of the good fortune of all the living entities, starting from Brahma, Krishna appeared. Right? Krishna appeared. So when Krishna appears, he performs very wonderful activities. Srila Prabhupada says, in order to understand Bhagavad Gita, you have to read Bhagavatam and Ramayana also. In order to understand Bhagavad Gita, you have to read Bhagavatam. And in order to understand Bhagavatam, you have to read Bhagavad Gita. So if you see Prabhupada purports Bhagavatam, most of the time, Bhagavad Gita shlokas are quoted. Then while explaining Bhagavad Gita shlokas, he quoted from Bhagavatam. Because they are interlinked. Why? Because whatever Krishna taught in Bhagavad Gita, he showed personally, in Bhagavatam. How to live and all that. So that is why he has done most auspicious thing in the world. It is a great good fortune of all of us that Krishna had come. And then he performed wonderful pastimes. So one is he performed wonderful pastimes and which are narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Another is he taught Bhagavad Gita. He taught Bhagavad Gita and delivered all the people. So that is why Uddhavji praised the Lord that, my dear Lord, people with the age of Munis and Rishis, with the age of Brahmaji also, they cannot say thanks to you enough. Kritajnata, they cannot express their Kritajnata. Because for what you have done, by teaching Bhagavad Gita. Right? By teaching Bhagavad Gita. So that is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, Evam Yo Veti Tattvataha. Right? So we have to understand Tattva of Krishna, pastimes and Krishna's, Janma and Krishna's pastimes. Right? So before that, Krishna says, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Apyutthanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srujamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam Dharma Samsthapanataya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. So Yuge Yuge means what? In each every Yuga, that means according to Bhagavatam, there is no incarnation in Kali Yuga. So direct incarnation is only Channavatar. That means when so many things are happening, bad things are happening, that means Krishna will not come. Krishna will directly come in the next Satyuga. No. Another meaning of Yuge Yuge is from time, every time. This time, Yuge Yuge. When we read Bhagavad Gita, what you do, what kind of bhavana you get? Bhavana, jo bhavana karta hai, usko hi Bhagavan milta hai. Right? Daridrata should not be there. Right? You should do bhavana of Krishna. So when we read Bhagavad Gita, or when you hear pastimes of Krishna, what bhavana you get? In our heart, Krishna appears. Is it not? In our heart, Krishna appears. So our heart is fully vacant, but when we hear Krishna's pastimes, Krishna appears. So that Brahmana in Srirangam, his spiritual master requested him to read Bhagavad Gita every day. Right? Many people, they say, he is catching the Bhagavad Gita ulta. But actually, I don't know where from it got. But it is not true. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, it is very clearly explained that he is not so expert in reading. Not that he is illiterate. Not that he is catching Bhagavad Gita ulta. No. His pronunciation and all were very not so good. And then he is not able to pronounce properly and he cannot read properly. Then he was shedding tears all the time. Then Mahaprabhu asked him, why are you crying? When that Brahmana saw that Mahaprabhu is not joking because all others are joking, he said, whenever I read Bhagavad Gita, I see only one picture. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is catching hold of the reins of chariot of Arjuna and driving. You know, in this world, the two things, they are not such a nice things, you know, to do. One is drivery, another is being a messenger, you know. Taking letter from here and there, serving chai. But Krishna did this, both the things. Right? Driver, wife will say, aaj aajana, you know, today you come, you know, there is a festival. But the boss says, you know, I'm going to the party till 2 o'clock in the morning, you have to be there. Then he has to be there, he can't say no, right? So driver, it's not a good job. But Krishna did both, you know. Like that. So whenever we read Bhagavad Gita, we see Krishna, whether we learn whatever is taught in Bhagavad Gita, but Krishna will appear in our heart, you know, teaching Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. You know, so that is why Bilva Mangal Thakur says that every day, you know, many times I told this, every day these three pastimes we should remember. One is Putana Leela, another is Damodar Leela, another is Krishna teaching Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, standing on the chariot. Right? Why? Bilva Mangal Thakur says that Vidivashat, misfortune or whatever, if Yamadutas, they come to pick us up, at that time, Krishna will come with his chariot and put us in the chariot and take far away from the Yamadutas. So, if you cannot read, at least catch Bhagavad Gita and remember the form of the Lord every day night, before sleep, every day night, you know, Krishna teaching Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. So, it is, that is why, so whenever we read, we hear the pastimes of Krishna, Krishna is appearing in our heart, you know, our bhava, that's why, Buddha Bhava Samanvita, that love appears in our heart. Wow, you know, we see the form of the Lord, we remember the name of the Lord, we remember the activities of the Lord. All that happens, that is actually incarnation. It's not that Krishna appeared 5,000 years back and is no more. No, he can appear yuge yuge, means prime to time, every time, all the time. If you keep reading Bhagavad Gita, if you keep reading Bhagavatam, that is the beauty of this Janma Karma Chame Divyam verse. And then if we meditate on the pastimes of the Lord, and if we try to understand the secret of Krishna's Janma, Veti Tattvataha, Prabhupada says, this verse is the most important verse. Even if you blindly also believe in this verse, we will come back to Godhead. Just say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, Prabhupada, if you cannot do anything else, Prabhupada said, you just keep saying Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One day we'll go back to Godhead. I said, "Arey, maine kya kiya? Arey, you kept on saying Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why you're eligible." This verse is so important, right? When we try to understand the tattva, say Krishna tattva veta, say Guru hai, right? Krishna tattva. So, it is said that when we read Krishna's pastimes, we get ananda. We experience bliss. But when we understand tattva of Krishna's pastimes, we experience Adbhuta, wonderment, wow. Right? Wow, Krishna is so nice, you know, like that. And then our prema for Krishna will increase. So that is why in the next verse, what happens if we discuss Krishna's pastimes every day? Satatam, Krishna is saying, Vitaraga, Bhayakrodha, Manmaya, Mam Upashita, Bahavo Jnana Tapasa, Puta mat bhava magata. Right? You will become like me. Right? How many of you want to become like Krishna? Please raise your hands. Prahlad Maharaj gave one secret. Prahlad Maharaj says in 7th canto, 10th chapter, that my dear Lord, one who has given up all material desires
they will attain opulence like you.
Bhagavata, right? Prabhupada says, they will become like Krishna, right? Krishna also says in 14th chapter, 2nd verse, idam jnanam upashritya mamasa bhavam agataha. If you take shelter of knowledge of this Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, you will become like me, right? You will become like me, means you will attain the nature of Krishna. So what is the nature of Krishna? Sachidananda Vigraha, right? Then he is free from Vita, Raga, Bhaya, Krodha. Raga, Bhaya and Krodha. You know what is Raga? Raga means, suppose we have a desire and we want to fulfill it. But the desire becomes so intense that we want to fulfill the desire by hook or crook. By doing adharmic activities, by performing sinful activities, when we become so desperate to fulfill that kama, that becomes raga, which is very, very dangerous. Right? That is why Krishna is saying, and the dvesha is opposite. You know, we hate some people and we hate all those unfavorable things that we come in our life. That is why Krishna is saying, indriya and indriya arteshu, raga dvesha vyavastito. Right? Tayoru paripantina, Krishna is saying that paripanti means panti, you know, paripanti means daylight highway robbers. Panti means path. You know, pari means thieves, dacoits. You know, sometimes on highways, you know, there are highway robbers. You know, they loot like that. So Krishna is telling, you become free from this raga dvesha because this raga and dvesha, they are highway robbers. They will steal you. They will divert you. You are from the path of Krishna consciousness. You know? That is why vasamagachet, na vasamagachet. Don't come under this raga and dvesha. Right? That is why Krishna is saying you will become free from raga, vita raga, bhaya, fearfulness, and krodha, anger. We become free from all these three things. How? Puta, by becoming pure. And then manmaya. Right? Manmaya means what? We are people like me are tanmaya. Tanmaya means you are all manmaya, but I am tanmaya. Tanmaya means I am absorbed in my body, bodily concept of life and bodily consciousness, right? So what is this, you know, pashu? You know what is, there are three things, pashu, pasha and pati. Pashu means one who thinks that I am the body. He's a pashu. Pasha means, you know, sneha pasha mimam chindi, tie of affection, pasha. So those who are in bodily concept of life, they are tied with the ropes of affection for family members. And all the time, they were actually endeavoring to satisfy their senses and satisfy the senses of their wife and children and other family members and country people and all that. Right? Then what happens? Prabhupada says, you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, your life will become sublime. Right? If you don't chant Hare Krishna, your life will become again sublime. Means chunna lag jata hai. Kyunki those people for whom you worked, chunna lagate hai. Right? I say that is a given in fifth kind of Bhagavatam. Then we'll think, I have wasted my time. Right? Some old people who have abused me when I joined Hare Krishna, now they were telling me, what you have done is correct. Kyunki sab log chunna lagaya. Isliye chunna lagega if you don't practice Krishna consciousness. No? So, you know who is the most sinful person in the world? There are Pancha Mahapatakas. Right? Pancha Mahapataka. One who is a killer of Brahmana, one who is a cow killer, one who drinks alcohol, one who plays dyutam, you know, gambling. You know who is the fifth one? One who associates with either of these four people. These are Panchamahapataka. They're the greatest sins, like that. So if you will read the following pages of 10th chapter, this second chapter, Prabhupada quoted Jiva Goswami, the most sinful person in the world is one who is in Dehatma Buddhi. One who is in Dehatma Buddhi. He is more sinful, 1 crore times more sinful than a person who killed a cow. It's mentioned later. Dehatma. Why? Prabhupada says, those who are in Dehatma Buddhi, they come under the illusion, moha. Right? What is moksha? Bolo, Govind Kumar. I'll give you another meaning. Moksha means the greatest problem in our life. Prabhupada says it is moha. You know, what is the definition of moha? Bolo, moha? Attachment is raga, no? Asat. Note it down. Accepting the truth as untruth and untruth as truth, that is called moha. You know, this word moha comes, right? We accept this body as truth. And we accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is absolute truth, as untruth. That is why, people in general, that is moha. Right? Thinking that this body is truth, people perform so many activities which are not conducive to our future advancement. You know what is sammoha? This word sammoha, where it comes? Yeah, sammoha. What is the meaning of that sammoha? Sammoha means intense desire to commit sins. That is called sammoha. It comes from moha and then sammoha. And then what is smriti vibhrama? Smriti means remembrance. Smriti vibhrama. So for that is why devotees are advised to practice brahmacharya, because we should remember the instructions of the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, right? So Prabhupada says memory power means kirtirshir vaksh, smritir medha dhritir kshama. In that verse, 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says memory power means whenever it is required, when you are giving class or when it is required, you should be able to quote the shlokas or remember that instruction, right? Just like Gajendra, he remembered, even though in his past life he read Bhagavad Gita, at the appropriate time, right? Appropriate time, he remembered that Daivi Esha Gunamai Mamamaya Duratyaya, right? Mameve Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. Then he said, I have to surrender to Krishna. Then immediately he surrendered to Krishna. Right? That is called Smriti. Smriti Vibhrama means we forget, the instructions of the spiritual master at a particular time. Right? To analyze whether to perform this activity and do not perform this activity, should not perform this activity. When we forget that is called Smriti Vibhrama. When that Smriti Vibhrama happens, Buddhinasha. Right? So this Buddhi, intelligence, is very important. That is why Krishna is again and again using this word Buddhi Yoga. In second chapter itself is using Eshate Abhita Sankhe. Right? Buddhya, Buddhi Yoga Atva Imam Shunu. Buddhya Yukto Yaya Partha Karmabandham Prahasyasi. बुद्धियुक्तो जहाति है उभे सुकृत दुष्कृते तस्माद् योगा युज्यस्व योग कर्मसु कौशलम राइट दूरे नाहि अवरम कर्म बुद्धि योगा धनंजय राइट एंड देन 10 चैप्टर अगेन 10 तेषां सतत युक्तानां भजतां प्रीतिपूर्वकं ददामि बुद्धि योगं तां राइट वी मे लूज एनीथिंग but we should never lose buddhi viveka right viveka so when durvasa muni he gave garland maha garland of to indra who is celebrating some success he gave that garland to elephant then durvasa muni cursed you are getting everything by vishnu anugraha right and then I gave you as a blessing vishnu anugraha prasad then you have rejected it so I am cursing you that whatever opulence you got wo pani mein ho jayega pani lag jayega isliye that's why they had to do churning you know pani se wapas lakshmi ko nikala right that is one of secret meaning so then indra came down and he offered obeisances then he said I am not asking you to give back my opulence but I am very worried how I lost my buddhi I am very worried. Give back that buddhi. You know, give back my buddhi. Then he said, you ask your Brihaspati. He went to Brihaspati. Then he said, you go and repent in front of the Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu has one weakness. Anybody who comes, however sinful one may be, if somebody comes and surrenders to Krishna and repents, he will forgive. Right? So that buddhi... is very important. You know, that buddhi, Prabhupada says, we should borrow from devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. In 7th canto, 9th chapter. We should borrow, if you don't have buddhi, we should borrow from pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. Right? And then Prahlad Maharaj. Right? So that is why that buddhi Krishna will give you will give us when we read Bhagavad Gita properly. Right? That is why Krishna he is explaining here that I am going to appear as a son of Devaki, then you appear as daughter of Yashoda. But you will not be enjoying any activity, pastimes with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Because you will come back as a daughter of Devaki. So Subhadra is only Yogamaya. Right? Yogamaya. So here Krishna is speaking to Yogamaya. Subhadra only later, Yogamaya only took birth as Subhadra to Devaki and Vasudeva. Right? So Queen Kunti, that is why she is praying, Namasye Purusham Tva Adyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alakshayam Sarvabhutanam Antar Bahir Avastitam. So Mother Kunti, she became very surprised, bewildered, because she is always thinking Krishna as her nephew. But when she saw Krishna going inside the womb of Uttara and saving Parikshit and all that, then she, that Aishwarya Bhava, you know, has taken over her. All the time she was blessing Krishna and all. Now Aishwarya Bhava has taken over her. That's why she is praying to Krishna, Namasye Purusham Tvadyam. Then Krishna asked, Bhuva, why are you praising me like this? Why are you offering prayers to me? That I am your nephew. No, you are not my nephew. You know, they're your Purusha. So many Purushas, everybody is Purusha in this world. No, you are Adi Purusha, Adyam. But even the soul is also Adya. No, you are Ishvara. Namaste Purusham Tvadyam, Ishvaram. You are Ishvara. Then in Swarga, Indra and all Brahma, they are also Ishvara. No, Prakrite Param, you are beyond Prakriti. Oh, does it mean that I am super soul in the heart? No, no, no. You are not the super soul in the heart. You should remember, Krishna is not super soul, right? Vishnu is our super soul. Then who am I? Then, no, you are. No, super soul can be realized by doing dhyana. But you are beyond. That means I am all pervading Brahma? No, no. You are internally and externally both you are existing. Right? That is the meaning of. Then she is saying, Maya javani kachannam ajnana madoksha jama vyayam nalakshase mudadrushe nato natyadaro yata. She is saying that. But she is again bewildered that, you know, on one hand he is going inside the womb and protecting Parikshit. On the other hand, he is protecting all the Pandavas and Kunti from outside. So she is bewildered. That's why, what is the position? Then that's why she is saying, you are covered by Maya. Maya Javanika Channam. Oh, that means I am under Maya? No, 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 no. Only fool will think like that. No? Because just like a fool thinks that sun is covered by cloud, but actually sun is not covered by cloud. You know, my eyes are covered by cloud. Like that, I am not able to see you and judge you because my eyes are covered by Maya. Oh, then just like Adokshaja. Adokshaja means Adhakritam, Adhikrantam, Akshajam, Indrijatam. Means Indriya Jnan is below the Krishna. So with Indriya Jnan, you cannot understand Krishna. Only by the mercy of Krishna we can understand. Indriya Jatam. Then, but it doesn't matter because a fool like me, whether understands you or not, he doesn't is not any loss to you. Because my jnana is Indriya Jnana only. Then Bhuva, but why? Then in the previous verse, you are praising me that Namasya Purusham Tvadhyam. But actually, I cannot ascertain what is your real position. Just like, you know, when you go to dance performance of Bharatanatyam, right? They say pancha bhutam, like that they show five, right? Then they say Matsya avatar, they will say like this, or like this they do, right? But we see aisa koi dancer ko dekhte hai, dance ko nahi dekhte, right? But those who have rasajnana, those who are expert in knowledge in Natya Shastra, they understand what is this, and you know, when they do all these Natya mudras, they will understand. Like that, you know, even though I am seeing you, I am not seeing you. So Krishna asked, why? Because you have promised that you won't catch weapon, but in order to protect Arjuna, you caught weapon, right? Then all the time you protected Pandavas and all, right? So at the same time you killed pious persons like Bhishma and Drona and all. Even though you are very affectionate towards Subhadra and Draupadi, you got their sons killed. So, very difficult to understand you. Then, she says one beautiful verse. Prabhupada says, Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nandagopakumaraya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. 2 minutes, I will finish. Prabhupada says, this is the address of Krishna. In lecture, this is the address. Here, Queen Kunti is giving address of Krishna. Said, what is? Vishnachara Guru says, Krishnaya Vas, even though, my dear Lord, you are the complete avatar, best of all avatars. Even though so many people have got love, because Vasudev got more love, that is why you are known as Vasudeva, son of Vasudev. But Devaki has got more love than Vasudev. That's why you are very, very famous as Devaki Nandan. But Nanda Maharaj has got more love for you. That is why you agreed to perform childhood pastimes, incomparable, wonderful pastimes in the company of Nanda and Yashoda. Nanda Gopur Kumaraya, Govinda Namo Namaha. You know, Govinda, he got the name after, you know, lifting Govardhan Hill. Then also, he performed Rasleela pastimes. Like that. So like this, she was praising that even I am very fortunate. Namah Pankajanabhaya, Namah Pankajamaline, Namah Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangraya. Prabhupada says, this verse You can meditate for 1,000,000 years. Right? That is why one gopi was saying, I see the luster of lotuses all over Krishna's body. Right? Because, you know, how many? I think 8. Two eyes, lotus eyes, and two hands, and two feet. How many? 6. And then lotus mouth, they say, and then lotus navel. So there are 8 like that. So everywhere all, one gopi was saying, everywhere all lotuses only I see Krishna. Right? Another devotee of friend of Nanda Maharaj was saying, I see 32 auspicious marks on Krishna's body, which is indicative of great personality. But I can't understand such a great personality. Why would he take birth in the Vaishya's family instead of taking birth in the Kshatriya or Brahmin family? Like that. So Prabhupada says, this verse, you know, like this, you know, we should, all these pastimes and all are meant for us to remember throughout the day. Right? Throughout the day. So, the, you know why we should do Seed Aarti? Right? Prabhupada says in Bhaktirasam Sindhu, every day we should come and see, when while performing Aarti, you should look at the lotus face of the Lord and remember. You know, when you go to South India temples, they show the lamp, right? Because they are dark, and they show the lamp, they show the lotus feet, they show the face, like that. And so we should, so Prabhupada says, if somebody can see the form of the Lord every day, the lotus face of the Lord while doing Aarti, right? So please, that is, Prabhupada says that one who has, even if somebody has performed as great sinful activity like Brahmahatya Pap and Gohatya Pap, they all will go away simply by seeing the lotus face of the Lord. Anybody knows when Aarti is going on, after the Aarti comes, we take the Aarti and put it to our eyes. What is the significance? The significance is that one Sri Vaishnava is explaining that, you know, this lamp, this Agni, has done pious activity of seeing Krishna from very close. So the lamp comes and we put it to our eyes, saying that you have done such a pious activity of seeing Krishna. Let my eyes also see all the time the lotus face of Krishna while Aarti is going on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Any questions, comments? Okay, Grandhraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Raghunatham Sajivam Sadhaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam